Wall Street is not off to a good start for the fourth quarter. Looks like a concern about the manufacturing sector helped trigger a pretty nasty sell-off. Now there's concern about the biggest sector of the economy, the service sector, the weakest reading in 3 years. This comes on top of a lot of other concerns, and a good time to talk to Dr. David Kelly, Chief Global Strategist for JP Morgan Asset Management. It's good to have you with us, sir.
I'm glad to be here.
Thank you. Is this an excuse for a sell-off, or is this the real thing?
It's somewhere in between. The market certainly was high. I think the stock market has been pricing in a lot of good news, which perhaps was unwarranted given what we're seeing with the continued trade tensions and weakness overseas. But at the same time, we still don't think the U.S. is headed for recession here. So long as recession psychology doesn't spread too dramatically, the economy should just be slowing down here, not actually going into a downturn.
You know, the concern that I've heard articulated about some of these numbers that are coming in right now, sort of heaped on top of the China tariffs and the impeachment inquiry and everything else, is it might affect the Christmas shopper, and that the consumer would be affected. And capital expenditures from the part of corporations? I mean, how do you decide where to spend money?
Well, I think this we're much more worried about business sentiment than consumer sentiment. American consumers are the toughest consumers in the world. I mean, when the going gets tough, they go shopping. And I don't expect that American consumers are going to pull back. But what we do see is that business has become more cautious. And we're seeing this already in capital spending. But we're also seeing this, or the first hints of this, when it comes to hiring. And unemployment claims are very low. There are very few available workers. But if businesses pull back on hiring, just do some hiring freezes. That in itself can slow the economy down. So that's where I'm more concerned about the employment components of the ISM index today and also 2 days ago. These numbers suggest that there is really more of a problem in business sentiment than in consumer sentiment right now.
And it doesn't just seem to be here. I mean, there seems to be clear evidence that Germany is slipping into a recession. UK maybe by its own designs with Brexit still looming out there, and the China tariff concerns obviously are impacting China.
Well, that's right, and we forget that tariffs are a terrible idea. This is why, because the global economy runs off a fuel of trade, and when you put tariffs on, you have a tariff uncertainty. Then trade falls. But what's worse is businesses stop investing. They want to see where should they invest, how should they invest, and so what they do is they just wait and see. And when everybody decides to wait and see, what they see is not good. And so that's really what's going on. This is not about high interest rates. This is 100% about trade uncertainty, which is slowing the global economy, and that's coming back to bite us.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden, Wednesday, I guess, the EU is added to the mix. And this lawsuit that Airbus had been unfairly subsidized by the EU had been drifting on for, I guess, the last 15 years. Suddenly you win, but this doesn't feel like a win.
Well, no, because the net result is you get to put a whole pile of tariffs, which is, a tariff curses both the person that inflicts the tariff and the one upon whom the tariff is inflicted. So it doesn't help the U.S. economy to put a whole pile of tariffs on European exports. What's more, given other problems that Boeing has right now, I think this is probably the least opportune time for this lawsuit from their perspective. Maybe they cannot capitalize on it. So overall, this, further trade uncertainty. What we really need is a sort of return to a comprehensive understanding that lowering tariffs around the world is the only way to go here. But that's not what we have right now.
There's another brick that we can't, excuse that's in this wall of worry, and that's the impeachment inquiry and the specter of a constitutional crisis. Does this figure into things?
Actually, I don't think so. I think that of all the things that I think are affecting markets, this one is affecting markets the least. Because look, we all know what the outcome is here. The president may or may not get impeached by the House, but he will not get convicted by the Senate. There is an election in less than 400 days in the United States, and that is what's going to decide who the next president of the United States is, not this impeachment inquiry. And I think markets realize that's what's going to happen. So that's not what's causing the problem, but I think the uncertainty around trade and the effect of that on business investment spending and this old expansion, that's really what the problem is.
If business is sort of holding off their decisions on capital expenditures and hiring and that sort of thing. What about investors? I mean, is it a time to take some money and move it off to the sideline?
Well, I think it's a time to think. You know, a lot of people are trying to figure out what's going to happen next year, and I think frankly, there is a lot of political confusion here. I think it's the right way to do this is invest for the medium term. Think a few years down the road. What actually looks cheap in today's markets? What actually looks expensive? Well, international stocks actually look cheap. You know, financials, energy stocks in the United States look pretty good value. Bonds, long-term bonds, particularly government bonds, here and abroad look expensive. I think there are some individual stocks which obviously also look expensive, particularly in the sort of tech area. So I think people just need to think about valuations and try not to be too tactical here. Try to be strategic. Think about how this is all going to wash out over a number of years.
Is FANG coming off the table as the main driver right now, the technology stocks?
I think that's fallen into it's less of a theme. Clearly, I think there are other issues which are driving markets right now. But still, people need to look carefully at valuations. And you know, we've got so much of the market now being driven by passive funds or ETFs or index funds that there isn't enough critical analysis of the actual value of individual securities, and I think that's leading to some opportunities for long-term investors, but also some dangers for those who simply buy whatever anybody else is selling just because of the enthusiasm surrounding it.
You know, one could argue that this market has sort of been range-bound. It goes up close to making a new high. Maybe it makes a new high. Then it drops back down maybe 10%, and then it bounces back up. Are we going to continue to be range-bound?
We may be, because what's acting as a safety net is as soon as everybody gets worried, they try, you know, they put money on the sidelines, then they try and figure out, well, where are we supposed to put this money? But there is nowhere to grow this money in the fixed income markets or in cash. And that really pushes money back into global equity markets. And I think that's what's really acting as a sort of safety valve for the market overall. But if at some stage we get inflation, I think that's really the key. If we get some inflation around the world and that begins to unwind the bond market bubble and you get higher interest rates, then it becomes more problematic for the stock market. But for the moment, when interest rates are this low, money sort of leaves the market and then just has to head back in.
Yeah, exactly. Dr. David Kelly is Chief Global Strategist for J.P. Morgan Asset Management. It's always good to have you with us, sir.
Anytime.
Thanks a lot. And for more of our conversation with Dr. David Kelly, go to www.krld.com/CEO, and you can listen to it again. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.